The tour opens Hilchos Rosh Hashanah in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, Archaim Tav Kuf Pei Aleph, by referencing Midrashim that talk about Moshe's multiple stays on Har Sinai. Moshe goes up Shavuos, comes down Shavuos B'Tamuz, which should have been the day that he began to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, should have been perhaps, according to Ramban, when they were going to tell them about building the Mishkan. But as you know, Mishnah Tanis tells us that Shavuos B'Tamuz instead is the day that the Luchos are broken. The Torah quotes, and we know that Moshe goes up again. Pirkei Rabbi Elazar says he goes up two more times. He goes up the next day, Yud Ches Tamuz, comes down after 40 days on Chav Tes Av, and then goes up a third time on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and comes down on Yom HaKippur. Comes down Yom HaKippurim, Salachti Kidvarecha, with the second set of Luchos, which are a palpable, physical expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Klal Yisrael a second chance. That's why Yom Kippur, ever since, is a day of Kapara, because Yom Kippur commemorates the first ever Kapara Satzibur. And that's why this entire season of El Aseres Me'etshuva, we mentioned earlier today, Aseres Me'etshuva is a time of heightened Lifnei Hashem. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah and Gemara Nivamas comment on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Yirshu Hashem Behi Matza'o, Keruv Yerso Karo. Gemara says, well, when is the time when he's particularly findable, when he's particularly close? El Aseres Shmei Hashem Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur in particular, then to the extent that Aseres Me'etshuva are times of increased Kirvas Elokim, and Bechlal, Elul and Aseres Me'etshuva taken together are all commemorate the original successful, the first successful attempt to achieve Kaparas HaTzibur. So that's why this entire season of Elul is meant to be a time of heightened work. If there's more potential, there's more power, so we need to access it, leverage it, and seize it, not just let the opportunity and the potential slide by. So that's why the Sfaradim have a minhag to say slichas throughout Chodesh Elul. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Tavkuf Pei Aleph. Nogim lakum b'ashmores. Get up early to say, early in the morning, say slichas from Chodesh Elul and on. All at Yom Kippurim. Rama says, Ashkenazim, we have other things we do throughout Chodesh Elul, like shofar. Like shofar, and we have the practice of saying l'dav Hashem or v'yishi. And slichas, the minhag of Ashkenazim is only to begin the last Sunday, as in Motzei Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, which allows for at least 4 days of slichas. So, at a minimum, 4 days of slichas. So, Rosh Hashanah can fall out one of 4 days. Rosh Hashanah can fall out on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. It can be a Monday, a Tuesday, a Thursday, or a Shabbos, because the rule is lo adu rosh. Rosh Hashanah cannot fall out on Aleph Dalas Vav. No, it can't be a Sunday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. I don't want to get into the details, but it has to do with making sure Yom Kippur falls out at the right time, and Rosh Hashanah falls out at the right time. Lamaseh, the rule of thumb is Rosh Hashanah can't fall those 3 days of the week. Lo adu rosh, av dal gav. So the options that remain are Beis, Gimel, Hey, and Zayin. So if Rosh Hashanah is Thursday or Shabbos, so we just start the preceding Matzah Shabbos, and we'll have at least 4 nights of slichas. If Rosh Hashanah is Monday or Tuesday, like this year it's a Monday, so to start this coming Matzah Shabbos, you wouldn't have sufficient amount of time for slichas. We're not saying for a whole month. We want to have at least 4 nights. That's why we start the Motzei Shabbos before. Now, the idea of saying slichas, the idea of saying slichas, really is the Gemara tells us that part of what happened on that Yom Kippur, the original Yom Kippur, and the lead-up to that original Yom Kippur, the original El Aseres Me'etshuva, Moshe Rabbeinu was appointed to Pirkei Rabbi his third time on Har Sinai. So one of the things that happens, the Gemara tells us, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu teaches Moshe Rabbeinu the tefillah that appears in Parshas Kisisa, Hashem Hashem Kel Racham V'Cham. Yul Gil Midas HaRacham. Descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanus. The whole notion of tshuva is a radical act of chesed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You did a chet, you deserve an onesh. You did a mitzvah, you deserve schar. So somehow I did a chet, but I can undo it. Control Z. Control Z in real life. That's a radical chiddush. And that's a great chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The way the Ramchal describes it deeper into his Mesilas Yesharim, And HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chazdo is willing to equate akiras haratzon with akiras hamaase. If you undo your desire to have done the chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider that as though you actually undid the action itself. That's pretty radical. And that's what we talk about in the Yud Gimel Yetzarachim. We describe the different ways which HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us chesed in and around the world of chet and tshuva. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us more time, gives us chances to do, multiple chances to do tshuva, gives us more slack, cuts us more slack. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember the chesed, the mitzvahs that we did, that earlier generations did, for a very, very long time. That's a remarkable chesed. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to allow tshuva, regardless of whether the chet was less severe or more severe. Avon chet and pesha. Nosi avon v'fesha v'chatav. That's a remarkable thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to actually cleanse us of the chet. We do tshuva. V'nakev. But that's yigul miyas harachim. So Gemara says, where does that come from? We hear Moshe Rabbeinu say in Chumash. And the Gemara explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had already taught Moshe what to say. Melamed in his Atif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishtei Tzibur. The Gemara gives a metaphorical description. Azal HaKadosh Baruch Hu put on a talus like a chazan and showed, demonstrated to Moshe Rabbeinu how to daven with Yukim Yitzarachim. Hashem Hashem Kerav Nuchan. It's a remarkable description. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught, that was a major part of the chesed. Not only that once we daven do tshuva, Hashem will give a second chance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu how to ask for a second chance. Wow. So, and that's why this tefillah, Hashem Hashem Kerachem Achanon, is particularly poignant this season, this is the season of Yigal Miyaz Harachem. You can say other times you're also, but we use it particularly in the El Aseres Me'etshuva Yom Kippur lane. And that is the main part of slichus. And we consider it to be something we can only say the tzibur. We have a tzibur, so you gather to slichus is primarily gathering together extra early to say Yigal Miyaz Harachem. And we say them not once, but several times. How are you going to say them several times? You're not just going to repeat them again and again and again. You frame them, like you put a picture in a frame. So you set off the multiple repetitions of Yigal Miyaz Harachem, and through having piyutim in between, the piyutim that expand on the ideas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and of wanting to do tshuva and charata, those are the slichos. The piyutim that we say in between, that's a tafel to the ikar, which is Hashem Hashem Kel Rach Mechan. The fact that we say more slichos in Aseres Mei Tshuva is really that the minhag is to say Hashem Hashem Kel Rach Mechan more times during Aseres Mei Tshuva than during these days that lead up to Rosh Hashanah. The Mimela, the main things we're saying, you give me a Sarachim more iterations of it. So Mimela, we have additional slichos to set them off. And that is the most significant part of slichos. That's why halacha lemaisa, if you're saying slichos more slowly, the what we call the slichos, you're saying the piyutim more slowly than the chazan, so then you should skip the end. Whenever they're ready to say Yigal Miyaz Harachem, either when they're ready to say Kel Melech, or when they're actually saying Hashem Hashem, you should skip from wherever you're up to join the tzibur for Yigal Miyaz Harachem, and then pick up with the next slicha. You say the whole slicha, say part of the slicha, whatever it is. You say some of the piyuts before in between one and the next iterations of Hashem Hashem Kerach Mechan. And that's the most significant part of slichas. Probably the second most significant part of slichas, I mentioned this to some of you in conversation already, the second most significant part of slichas is probably the piyutim at the end. After Shema Kolenu and Vidui, you have a series of piyutim that seem very repetitive. Say Laman Amitecha, say Man Brisecha, say Man Gadlecha V'Sifratecha, I mean the Misha'anas, that series of piyutim. So those are probably the second most important part of slichas after Yigal Miyaz Harachem, because that's a very ancient style of piyut. Those piyutim may go back to the Chachmei HaTalmud. And that you can say without a minyan. Even if you don't have a minyan, that you can say. Those are very, very, like you know, Rebbe Akiva, the Gemara tells us, is the one who wrote Avinu Malkeinu. I'm not sure if he wrote all the lines of Avinu Malkeinu, but at least some of them were already composed by Rebbe Akiva, or maybe even composed earlier, recited by Rebbe Akiva. The Gemara talks in the Masechet Tanya, by Rebbe Akiva, leading the tzibur in Avinu Malkeinu. Those types of piyutim where you have a repeated form, repeated frame, repeated structure. Avinu Malkeinu X, Avinu Malkeinu Y, Avinu Malkeinu Z. Asei Laman X, Asei Laman Y, Asei Laman Z. Those tend to be the far more ancient piyutim in the davening. Sometimes people make the mistake of spending a lot of time on the piyutim in between the Gemara Sarach, and then you get to the end, you sort of move through that very quickly. So if anything, if you can, should to give that focus. Obviously, everything has to be in balance. You have to make sure to leave time for the daven chakras also. But if you're strapped for time, so that's how you want to keep this in mind in terms of how you triage your own time. If you're the Baal Tefilas, you also have to figure out what's going to work for the tzibur as a whole. Often, many members of the tzibur won't appreciate you have piyutim you're saying for a long time, long period quietly, and it's not so much to get in. It's something to be harder to get into it. So you have to bear that in mind as a shi'af tzibur. But if you're just in the stands as a private citizen davening, so you want to keep that in mind in terms of how you triage and prioritize time for slichas. And then they tell you in Shulchan Aruch there's a very ancient minhag that's practiced in many kilos to fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Fast on Erev Rosh Hashanah up until Chatzos. There were kilos that had the minhag to fast a lot this season of the year. Those minhagim largely are no longer followed. One of the rationales for why we want to have at least 4 days of Ashkenaz and want to have at least 4 days of Slichos is to make up for the 4 days you can't fast in Aseres Mechuvah. Because there were kehilas that would fast, not night, obviously, but every daytime, by Aseres Me'etshuvah, except for Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos Shuvah. Right? So that leaves only 6 days. You're mashmi all the 4 days by saying slichas for at least 4 days and fasting also. There were communities in Europe where that was a practice. That's no longer common practice. The minhag of fasting of half a day just in the morning of Rosh Hashanah, but in the Chatzos, that is still, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that is more broadly practiced as well. Now, all those issues appear in Siman Tav Kuf Pei Aleph. And Mirtz Hashem, next time, we'll pick up the upcoming Simanim. In Shulchan Aruch, start to talk about Dinim Rosh Hashanah. Tav Kuf Pei Gimel talks about Simanim Rosh Hashanah, which is an important conversation to have. What are they supposed to mean? We started talking a little bit at Mishmar the other week. Well, why isn't it a violation of Nichosh? What is it supposed to mean? How are you supposed to do it? And then they talk about the Melech HaKadosh. A lot going on. The Kriya Satorah. I'll leave with this riddle to think about. Tavkuv Pei Beis HaMelech HaKadosh. Tavkuv Pei Gimel is Simani Rosh Hashanah. Tavkuv Pei Da is a laning. The laning Rosh Hashanah is very strange. It's the only Yom Tov that we don't lane about the Yom Tov. You lay important, beautiful stories, but one wondered, and the Mishnah says you do lay about the Yom Tov. The Gemara says Minhag Bavel is not to. It's Tzarachin, why? Every other Yom Tov, the lane always has something to do with the Yom Tov, with the halachas of the Yom Tov. Here it's a beautiful, important, inspiring stories, but Ma Kesher to Rosh Hashanah. Tzarachin. And Ma Kesher to each other. You have two Prakim Brachos there, one after the other. Chaval Chavez. Just because they happen to be next to each other, so those are the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. You couldn't blame Bar Rosh Hashanah from Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas we lane for a Musaf. But from Parshas Emor, like every other Yom Tov. Couldn't even lay even one of the 2 days? Couldn't be that. It had to both be from Chumash Bereishis. There's a lot going on there. So we will, Mirshem, take a look at that. Glee Neder going forward.